Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Now, let's see what's happening in the harness racing world. The man who knows all about it's Greg Hayes. Morning, Hayes. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Cozzy. Good morning to you. We have got 10 big races on the card at Menangle on Saturday night. Fields are already out for that. And looking forward to that meeting already. One of the features on the program is race number 9, which is the 4 and 5 year old final for the Trot New South Wales. Interesting to see Dance Craze back at Menangle on Saturday night. We're going to catch up with Mick Stanley this morning. And the reason for that is that Soho Tribeca is back at the trials today, this afternoon. He's going to go around in a 2-horse trial, trial number 4, against his stablemate, Rack'em Up Tiger Pie, in a standing start trial. So just a 2-horse trial. We'll find out from Mick what he's expecting. And basically, the path back, of course, he had that terrible injury going back 12 months ago during the Queensland Winter Carnival. And good news is that he's back at the races. And what the plans are for Soho Tribeca, will we see him in Sydney? Will we see him get ready for a New Zealand Cup? Will he get ready for a trip across the Nullarbor to WA for their feature races in the summer? Will he get ready for an Inter-Dominion? Mick Stanley is his trainer, and he is there, and he's going to join us and have a chat about Soho Tribeca. Mick, good morning to you.
Morning, Hazy. How are you, mate?
Mate, really good, mate. Congratulations on getting him back to trialling stage. You must be like a kid on Christmas morning this morning.
Yeah, exactly. Look, it is really exciting, Hazy. It's been a really long road since this time last year, but you know, it's a small stepping stone to hopefully, you know, his racetrack return.
How is he? How's the injury come through everything and the rehabilitation?
Yeah, really good. You know, I've probably been a little bit overcautious. I get his leg x-rayed every month just to make sure, you know, probably don't want to leave any stone unturned, because obviously with him, you know, hopefully there's a potential stud career, so we don't want to jeopardise that either. But you know, the vets say that the injury, the break, and where the screws are, and that is solid as a rock, and you know, should be no issues going forward. Obviously, we know with race horses that's not always the case, but touch wood, we're going really well so far.
What are you expecting of him today at the trial?
Yeah, look, he's obviously a long way from fitness where he needs to be for when he's going to step back on the racetrack. So it was just a good opportunity to give him that standing start practice if a New Zealand Cup, you know, does sort of come our way, if things go well, just to sort of ease him back into it. He can step away, have a nice slow build up into the trial, and then let him hit the line of his own steam.
You're also qualifying Rack'em Up Tiger Pie from the stand. Is there any reason for that? Obviously, there's no standing start races in Victoria. Would there be a chance that you might duck Rack'em Up Tiger Pie across the ditch?
Oh, we're going to take one. We may as well take two. look, he Rack'em Up Tiger Pie obviously is a progressive horse, and we saw in that Ballarat Cup, you know, that he's a really good stayer, and being a young horse, there's a really good guide to what he can do in the future. So if he keeps progressing the way he did last year, you know, we may as well be prepared. And you know, if it does eventuate, we head over there, I'm sure he'll be a good travelling companion.
So today's trial's over the 22:40. If they both step away nicely, is it going to be a proper solid hit out? Is it, you know, will you be running right through?
No, not really. Hazy, it's just going to be a good trial to build their fitness base and to ease them back into it. So, you know, we'll just sort of step away quietly, have them hit the line under a wrap, and we'll head back to the trials, you know, probably with Rack'em Up Tiger Pie one more time, and so Tribeca as many as we need, and we think his fitness base is where we need to get back to the races.
All right, got you down to drive both. Who's driving what?
I'm driving Soho Tribeca, and Gavin Lang is going to be a Rack'em Up Tiger Pie round for us.
Okay. If everything goes well with Soho Tribeca and there's no issues with him and he comes through his trials as you'd like, Are we likely to see him here in Sydney for the Len Smith Mile? That's obviously the next feature race on the calendar that he'd be eligible for. So, or that would suit him. Is that a possibility that we could see him here in Sydney?
I don't think so. I know that when I spoke to you in Queensland the other week, Hazy, we talked about it, and I said maybe it was. But realistically, you know, we don't want to put that pressure on him so early in his campaign. You know, to run that really hard, fast mile pretty well is going to be first or second up this campaign. It's probably, we don't want to undo all the work that was done at the start of his preparation. So it's probably going to be too hard of a task and a bit unrealistic. So we'll probably just ease our way back with a couple of free-for-all runs here, then give him a short spell and let everything settle down and then go again for the, spring, summer carnival.
Okay, so in saying all that and everything goes well, is the New Zealand Cup, is that what you and Rob Watson really want?
Yeah, that's the dream. You know, obviously we wanted to get there last year and we didn't make it. So if everything goes really well, the horse, you know, he's fit and healthy, gets back to the level that he was last year, yeah, that is our ultimate goal. You know, he doesn't have to, you know, go through that rigorous inter-dominion campaign with his leg. He only needs the one race there for a New Zealand Cup. So, yeah, that is our ultimate goal, all going well.
And does Rob want him across in Perth for the WA Carnival as well?
Yeah, definitely. Look, obviously, you know, Rob being from Perth, he'd love to have him back there and race in their carnival. And you know, they're wealthy races. So if he gets through, you know, a New Zealand Cup campaign and he's all going well, he'll definitely head over there.
Mate, very exciting times. Obviously, Bully came back a couple of weeks ago and he's off the scene for a long time. And this bloke back at the trials today, it's exciting times in harness racing. Great to see him back at the trials today. And let's hope he steps safely and does everything you want him to.
Yeah, thanks, Adrian. Just quickly, I'll touch on Chicago Bull. It's great to have him there and all the talk about this match race that Gareth Hall seems to be wanting to get over the line. But you know, he's a great promoter of our sport, but he's no Don King just yet. You know, let's just enjoy both Chicago Bull and Soho Tribeca and hopefully get back to the races. And if it happens down the track, it happens, but let's not put the pressure on for it to happen.
So are you saying no match race in the short term?
Not in the short term. We need both horses fit and healthy. And look, if they're both in the same state at the right time and things align, yeah, look, who say it may happen, it may not, but I think the pressure Gareth's putting on is a bit unrealistic at this stage. And, you know, they've probably got a Victoria Cup, New Zealand Cup, WA Cup, Fremantle Cup, Inter-Dominion that they're going to meet. So what do we need a match race for?
Okay. All right, mate. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Hazy.
There he is, Mick Stanley, the trainer of Soho Tribeca. Good to catch up with him this morning. And just some other news from interstate. I guess the thawing of the ways between Harness Racing South Australia and the Globe Derby Club has finally happened, and Globe Derby will return to racing on the 1st of June, from June 1, which is fantastic. Of course, they had their Southern Cross finals at Port Pirie, South Australia, on Saturday night, which I went down for. But great news, they'll race from at Globe Derby from June 1. Cozzy, that wraps it up for this Tuesday. I'll be back again next Tuesday with another edition of On The Pace.
Good on you. Thanks, Greg. Greg Hayes, it is 9:10 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.